Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Calm down is probably what people had to say to Alex yesterday. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and Alex was asked to do the national anthem at the City SC first opening round game of the Lamar Hunt tournament, which is really cool. It's a tournament that anybody, any team across the country can submit a team for, whether an amateur or pro, and then they kind of decide the best of the best. And so this is a really cool mid-season tournament, and Alex got to kick it off with doing the national anthem. Yeah. How stressed out were you at a scale of 1 to 10?
I feel like a lot of weight had been lifted off my shoulders today, for sure, or just even at the start of the game right when I finished. Yeah, it was stressful leading up to it. Just, it was something I had never done before. Performing in front of people, yes, I've done, but never the national anthem, so it's kind of next level.
This is how Alex sounded, nerves, knees shaking, singing the national anthem.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, and
everybody did the blues at the end. Yeah. Of course, they always do. I just had to tell myself, don't say blues.
Yeah.
No, it was cool. I don't think it still probably all the way hit me. You know, I think, when you finish playing and then the stadium just cheers for you, it's a good feeling.
Then it hits you.
And then it kind of hits me. I mean, it was like, I think when I was out there doing it, I was saying it seems like I was probably only on the field for like 10 total seconds, and I borderline blacked out during it. I didn't even know. I don't even know if I sang the right words or.
How long are you? So how? What time do you have to get there to sing the national anthem? And then when do you have like wait in the back before they call you out? When do you go to the field?
Yeah, so I got there at 4 o'clock yesterday for a 7 o'clock game.
Wow.
Yeah, so we did a sound check on the field. This was actually the first time they told me this was the first time that they had somebody with an instrument do the national anthem.
I was going to say you did an amazing job having your guitar as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was.
Normally they just do a cappella.
Yeah. Normally it's only voice only, and so I got there a little bit earlier to make sure that everything sounded good, that they had the guitar mic'd up, and it worked out well. It was fun, so did that, and I think once I was concerned about the echo, if there was going to be like an echo in the stadium or what that was going to sound like, if that was going to throw me off. It actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I think once I did the run through for like the sound check, that was like, I felt good about it then, but then when I kind of started to walk back onto the field to do it. And then you hear like the supporter sections like banging on the drum, like,
oh, yeah,
STL.
Yeah.
It's like, right, that's when it hits you, like, oh my God, like, there's a lot going on. Like, it was just, there was just a lot of, you know, like, things going on around you where you're just like, you don't even know what to think. And then, you know, you hear your name and you go. And
then when everyone gets quiet because they're basically being silent for you, is that when you black out, or is that when you're like, damn, it's quiet in here, and you actually say something to yourself, and you can hear it, yourself think?
Honestly, it was kind of when I like hit the first chord on my guitar, and it just like rang throughout the stadium, and it was just dead silent. Like, you could hear a pin drop, like, between, you know, me playing the guitar and then singing the first note. It was just like, oh my God, what's the first word of the song?
Well, now you're stadium certified.
Yeah. Stadium certified, and
I would have written all the lyrics like on my arm.
I was honestly, right. I was like nervous because, you know, you do it 1,000 times, you practice it.
Yeah, how many times you practice a lot?
I practice it a lot, yeah. I would say no less than 100 times I went through it over the last week. But you just never know in the moment, like, are you going to forget the words?
Yeah.
What's going to go on? And it was funny because, like, the girl that was doing the sign language next to me, it was like, I looked at her and she's like, oh, how do you normally perform this? And I said, huh? And she's like, yeah, I like to know, like, you know, do you hold certain notes or whatever when you do this? And I go, it's the first time I've ever done this, so we're going to find out together. But it was like, she was my moral support team. Uh-huh. It was like all the people out there doing sound, and then all my friends, like, I could kind of see in the sections in front of me. I didn't like look at anybody or make eye contact with anybody. I didn't look at the big screen, like, none of those things. I just went in, started playing, and then honestly, yeah, while I was playing it, I could not have told you if I said the right words or anything. After it was done, I did look at the girl doing the sign language, and I was like, did I miss any parts? And she's like, no, I think you got them all.
I think.
So it was an incredible experience. I obviously appreciate City for having me out and trusting me to do. I think that's like the thing is, like, it's humble. It's like flattering, humbling that they, I guess, notice the fact that I play music around town and like I'm part of the show here. And obviously the partnership that we have with City. And I think it's it means a lot to me that, you know, they gave me the opportunity to sing in front of a stadium of people. And
well,
I think it's crazy.
It means a lot to them that they won.
Yeah.
So they got the lucky charm.
Like we said, you know, we were chatting with them yesterday, you know, with the win, you never know. Maybe I'll just keep coming back.
You're the lucky charm now.
Right,
next Lamar Hunt tournament game, it's got to be Alex. Got to keep this winning streak going. You're the good luck charm.
Yep.
Well, you got to throw a party in the USA, the entire city watching you, literally. And that's such a cool moment for you.
Awesome.
So congratulations.
Thank you.